Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. We thank you for tuning in with us on this Tuesday, February the 6th. I hope you're ready to get some knockout information today that's going to help you create a more positive you and also stepping into the new you. So once again, welcome. Now, don't forget, check the icon up top so that you may follow the show and also share the information with others. It would be very, very, very beneficial to share it with them so that they may also learn information they can pass on to others. And I want you to know also, I was just listening to the show from last week. I don't know if you're a list town, but sometimes my words, especially the THs, sometimes my words are just caught together and I cannot pronounce them correctly. So that's one of my little flaws, although I have more. So let's start off by giving you the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number. Hopefully I'll be able to repeat the information later on in the show. That number is 800-799-7233. You may text the word START to 88788. That's 88788. And you may also chat live, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. Remember, they are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, waiting just to hear and talk with you. Abusers call, family members call, and victims call to talk with the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Okay, so we started last week, and we only got to start breaking down the self-concept. Already shared with you, the self-concept is divided into three components, self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self. And last week, we started going through this, and we also talked about those factors that influence who we are. I advise you to go back and listen to that show that aired on the 30th of January. So, the definition of self-concept, like we just said, has three parts. And we started off talking about the self-image on last week. The self-image is the idea of how you feel about your own ability, your personality, and your appearance. That is the self-image. Your ability, your appearance, and your personality. Now this is self-image concept, which is your own belief about you and it's your own belief about you and the response of others to you. That's your self-image. That you feel about your own ability to do something. That's one's ability, one's appearance, and one's personality. Okay? So that's what that is. Now, that is self-image, which is one of the components of self-concept. Remember, family, social environment, personal experience, all of these areas have influenced how you feel about your self-image, which is a part of your self-concept. So all of those factors that I just mentioned, they influence how you feel about yourself, your abilities to do things and how you look and your response of others. So then, self-esteem, your next component of self-concept, is how you see yourself. And this is self-esteem, which is one's own worth or ability and self-respect. So self-image is the idea one has of one's abilities, appearance, and personality. And self-esteem is your confidence, the confidence in one's own worth or abilities and self-respect. So now the real self, the real person. While the real self is the real person you actually believe you are, the ideal self is an idealized self-image created out of what you have learned from life's experiences, the demands of society, and what you admire in your role models. So that is the idealized self. Self-image is created out of what one has learned from life's experience, the demands of society, and what you imagine your role to be. Because of the factors that shape us, which is family, the social environment, and our personal experience, you are who you are. I am who I am. You have carved this self-concept out for yourself. So whatever you think about yourself is what you have carved out for yourself. So here we have what creates positive and negative self-concepts. You got that? Because of all you have experienced in life, all of this has shaped you and have caused you to have the self-concept that you have about yourself. Now, as I'm saying that, I am also thinking about how you probably, how you were before you found yourself in an abusive relationship. So you're trying to get back to the person that you were prior to being abused, but yet being even a better person because of what you've gone through and the things that you have learned and how you can either become now a better person than what you were before you became abused. So why are we sharing this information? Because healing is very important. How can we heal? How can we self-heal if self does not know this is the way? So the way for healing is to create a positive image about your own worth, how you feel about yourself, your abilities, and self-respect. Self-image deals with one's abilities, appearance, and personality. But self-confidence is how you feel about you, yourself, your worth. What can I do? And the respect that you have for yourself. The idealized self is created out of what you've learned from life experiences, the demands of society, and what you admire in role models. And self-image can exist in relation to one's ideal self. That's the person who you ideal, who you would want to be. Like, you've got some people that are phony, okay? They're just downright phony, created for themselves. Know you've been around people that you can say, oh, they're just putting on, they're just airs, and they're phony. Well, that's what they've carved out for themselves. That's the type of person that they want to be, or that person wants to be. But self-esteem is your confidence in your own abilities. You don't have to get outside of who you are just to fit in. You can be your own self, okay? So let's give that National Domestic Violence Hotline information again. The number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may go to thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You can chat live by just texting the word START to 88788. That is 88788. So now, there is strength in healing. Healing starts with learning to identify and understand what has happened to you. Let's let that soak in for a moment. Healing starts with learning to identify and understand what has happened to you and how it affects your life today. So by understanding this and identifying what has happened to you, realizing that you've been in an abusive relationship, realizing that you've probably been physically abused, how it affects your life on today. So when you're able to assess what we just talked about, it will begin to allow you to develop closer relationships with other people. But first, you have to identify and understand what has happened to you. Now, we only have 2 minutes left. So I wanted to give you just a little red flag about an abuser. Abusive individuals need to feel in charge of the relationship. That's dominance. They make decisions for you and the family, tell you what to do, and expect you to obey without question. Your abuser may treat you like a servant, child, or even as possession. An abuser will do everything they can to lower your self-esteem or make you feel defective in some way. This is humiliation, trying to humiliate you. After all, if you believe you're worthless and that no one else will want you, you're less likely to leave. Insults, name, shaming, and public put-downs are all weapons of the abuse designed to erode your self-worth and make you feel powerless. And we were just talking about self-esteem. Okay? So, as we wind up on today, what I'd like you to do is go back and listen to the show from last week to familiarize yourself with some of the words that we've already given you and some of the occurrences already used. But self-concept of how you feel about yourself from the belief one holds about oneself and the response to others. So we broke it down to the self-esteem and the self-image. And the ideal self. Realizing the one that's most important is self-esteem. So we thank you very much for listening today. We will pick up here where we left off today on next week. May the Lord bless you. Have a great day. And thank you very much for listening. Good day. Oh, he's already gone. You still down there, James? Okay, I'm calling. Is that James?
Yeah. I'm on the phone. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I mean, the next Friday might be 2:10, so come on. I have a meeting Friday after next. Do you want to have a meeting? You know, it's time to talk to people.
I got to work on what we're going to talk about. You know, you just got to get the people together.
My thing is, if somebody gets
the outfit,
you know what?
Ma, we'll cross that bridge, Ma. Cross that bridge.
You're gonna die.
At the end of the day, even if everybody, even if let's say you only get 3 people, let's say it's just who you said it's just what it matters. God, that Pastor Johnson or Pastor Johnson, out of us together, I don't know what you'd be comfortable putting towards it. I put whatever I can muster up, put towards it. So everybody, if they just give, I don't know, $1,000, even if we got $5,000 between us, I mean, that's something. Because I go to some people, they'll have, try to ask them for a little bit of money. But you can't try to get a whole bunch of money. Yeah, like I said, I gotta put all that together. I feel like everybody, it'll make more sense for
everybody showing
that they're willing to put in on the investment.
For the pastor coming to that man's
time,
is that their church or is it them?
It's however they want to be a part of the book of the nation. Huh? They want to do it as the church, that's fine. They're doing it as the church.
My mom is out there right now.